Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Make me quiet again.
No.
No.
We're good.
No. We could do a whole hour of silence, and I wonder if like people would listen to it.
Wouldn't there and, a composition that was like that? There was something like a...
Well, like shitty modern music, one of those modern composers.
Yeah, what? They did like a... It was like a the silence thing.
Silence by Simon and Garfunkel?
No, not that one.
That was there was surprisingly little silence in that song.
They couldn't help themselves.
It's like that damn movie, The Neverending Story. It ended. The hell?
It did.
All this.
Did they make a part two of that movie? Neverending Story 2. I think they did.
Dog thing creeped me out way too much to ever watch it.
Jay.
I'm like deathly afraid of dogs to begin with. So like a dog that could eat my house is just nope.
It's a luck dragon, Jay. It's not a dog.
Whatever. It looks like a giant dog. Clifford the Big Red Dog scared the shit out of me. Are you kidding me?
Who cleans up Clifford's poops is my question.
I was just going to say, apparently they're shipped off to an island off of South America to mix with the bird.
There's big money in that.
Dog poop?
Yeah, bird guano.
Poop in general. I don't know. I don't know that.
I don't think poop from carnivores. Carnivore poop,
not so great.
Yeah, not so good, but.
Not so much.
So, we're already at poop, so.
Right.
Speaking of poop.
Good night, folks. Yeah.
Let's talk about parents that are so stupid they pay hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes to get their kids into shitty schools that the kid don't even want to be there for.
That has kind of been the surprising story of the week. On a number of levels for me.
Yeah.
Because, like, first of all, I'm surprised anybody cares about this.
Right.
Kids
it's a celebrity
getting,
thing.
Yeah.
Well, I think it might be, yeah.
You know, people have been bribing schools to get their kids in for ever since schools existed. I mean,
sure.
The standard way is you make a giant donation to the school and mm-hmm. your kid gets in. I mean, right. that's how it works. And that's how it's always worked. Ask Donald Trump Jr.
Mm-hmm.
These people were so stupid. And that's the only word. They're stupid, stupid people. And they paid these idiots. I mean, the things they did were just ridiculous. Like they would Photoshop pictures, their kid's head onto somebody else's body to make it look
right.
like they were playing sports. And you know, it's like, why did they bother to do that? Because the coaches that were signing off on this shit obviously never went out and saw them play, which is, you know,
no.
You think that's the standard thing, right? You got a college recruiting athletes. You got recruiters that are out there watching the kids play and all that kind of stuff, which, you know, if they actually did that, this would have never worked. So, you know, right. And they're taking tests. So let's think about this. Your kid is so stupid that they can't pass the test to get into the school you're bribing them to be able to get into. What are their odds of actually graduating that school?
Yeah, well, okay.
Even if they want to be there and graduate.
I had this discussion earlier today, actually, and a very good point was brought up. College is not like it was when I went to college, where you were actually expected to, you know, do the work and study for tests. It's pretty much a participation trophy.
Hmm.
If you show, I mean,
high school part two.
Yes. I mean,
yeah.
We kind of know that because of our bestest buddy, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Oh, who, bless her heart. Yeah.
This is not a segue. This is a digression, but who has a degree in economics from Boston University, where she graduated with honors, and she made this statement that there's three chambers of government, the House, the Senate, and the President.
Hmm.
Yeah,
this is
an idiot.
Who graduated BU with honors. So,
you know, here's the thing. If I was like an elected official, like AOC, if I was one of those people, and frankly, I am one of those people, because before I even put a post on Facebook, I Google it and research to make sure I'm like not talking out my ass. But she doesn't even have the wherewithal to like say, well, maybe I should check myself before I put it out there, so I don't look like an idiot. She doesn't even have the common sense to do that.
She thinks she doesn't realize that she's an idiot. She
Dunning-Kruger,
thinks she's smart. Yeah. So this bribery thing is really amazing. So the guy that ran it is, you know, he's like, you know, he folded like a wet blanket. I mean, they started talking to him, and he goes, oh yeah, this is how, I mean, it was like, he couldn't wait to tell him all the details of how he did his scam.
Like the entire time he's been running this, he's like, there's no way this is going to last. I'm going to get found out any second now.
Yeah.
And when it kept going, he's like, holy fuck, I am like really in the deep.
Yeah.
And it kept snowballing.
The whole thing is ridiculous. And so, I mean, but you've got, I mean, okay, so you think about it. So if you had a kid that was really smart and wanted to go to Harvard, and you know, Harvard is very limited. I mean, they don't take all the smart kids that could be successful at Harvard. They take, you know, what, 1,500, however many it is, a year. And so there's a bunch of kids that could go to Harvard and be successful that just don't. And so if you had one of those kids and you had the money and the wherewithal to bribe to get him in, that's one thing, because your kid's going to be successful at Harvard. But these kids were these were stupid kids. That didn't want to. Lori Loughlin's daughter did not even want to be in college.
She didn't. Well, not only did she not want to be in college, she didn't need to be in college.
Right.
She's already making her money like on Instagram and YouTube and the whole millennial thing that they're doing now. It's like she's making like, you know,
Well,
not anymore. She's not. And I mean, she had, a collaboration with Sephora. She got, you know, she did ads for Amazon.com. Like the whole thing on Instagram and on YouTube is that you kind of like do advertisements for different companies and they pay you.
Right.
And that's how she's making her money. And, right, you know, all those YouTube stars, that's what they're doing. And, you know, fine. Good for you. But she doesn't need to be in college.
No, it's a waste of time.
And a waste of everybody's time, frankly. And money. I read that actress, Lori Loughlin, her mother, the girl's name is Olivia Jade, by the way, if you want to look her up. Lovely girl, not too bright, but, you know, famous for being
famous,
a child of famous people. And she is making her money like on social media. Okay, fine. Great.
Right.
But Lori Loughlin and her husband, apparently neither of them went to college, and they always kind of felt bad about it. They never had a degree.
While,
so they decided they wanted to,
dollars is
while making millions of dollars. I mean, like, come on. And so they decided they wanted their children to go to college. Okay. But I think they paid $500,000 in bribes.
Yeah.
For this girl to get in college.
Yeah.
And she didn't want to be there.
She didn't want to be there. And frankly, she did. There's a YouTube video of her saying, you know, I really don't care about school.
Right.
Right.
I'm happy to be in college because I can go to the parties and the games.
Right. Exactly. Which she could have gone to anyway. But
which could have. Yeah. But $500,000.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
On top of 4 years tuition, which is another $500,000.
Oh, my Lord.
Not at USC.
Well, whatever. Whatever it is, it's too much.
It's probably up there.
Nah, USC, it's a California state school.
Even state schools are way up there, Alan.
Not California state schools. They have all that free tuition and shit.
All that. Uh-oh. Oh yeah, you, that's true. You just declare yourself an illegal immigrant, and boom, college is.
But there were people that were paying bribes to get into the University of Texas. Now the University of Texas is the big state school in Texas. It's not the best, but it, you know, Texas A&M is probably the best. But you know,
they kind of
it's foreign. They've got
but Texas, but not horrifically far. Oh fuck!
You're cutting out, man.
All right, hold on.
We're getting about half the rant.
Go stand near a window.
But
I just—is this?
No,
you're still cutting out.
I unplugged my mic.
Oh jeez.
I'm trying it again. Otherwise,
we're professionals.
Yeah, that's right.
Professional? What? We have no idea. And anything. What's
yeah,
that?
That's better.
Whatever he did was, yeah.
It just kept moving the plug. Anyway, and now I've completely forgotten what I was going to say. No, I don't mean to disparage the University of Texas system. It seems perfectly fine, very nice. But if I were going to choose a place I was going to drop hundreds of thousands of dollars to bribe to get my kid into, it's not the first one that would come to mind. It's not even like it's got like a huge social network,
right?
Like Harvard. Like I understand you want your kid to go to Harvard, especially if you're in business, because of the networking and the people you meet, the people you know, and the connections you make. It's not just the Harvard degree.
These people are already connected. They don't need any of that.
Which is an excellent point. I think that's part of what's fueling the interest in this. Yeah. Is it's this macabre look at the
stupid people.
The class envy. These people are so rich, they think they can buy their way into college, and this is why.
And they could have bought their way into college if they'd done it the traditional way.
Well, they'd have to be richer, though.
Yeah.
You have to be able to make, you know, $5 million donation.
So here's the thing about Texas. Here's the thing about Texas state schools. If you graduate from high school, not even in the, if you graduate from high school and get a score above 1,000 on your SAT, you can get accepted into any state school in Texas. Maybe not Texas A&M, but any, you know, UT, sure. I mean, it's not that hard to get into the school. And what amazes me and what fascinates me is these people spent all this money for kids who were never going to succeed in college. It's like a perverse version of affirmative action.
Well, maybe they could have kept on bribing people until the kid got a diploma. You know, maybe that was the plan.
I don't know, but it's, you know, it's just weird. The whole thing is bizarre.
It is very bizarre to me, especially like in this day and age. It's like, do you really need a degree?
Well, not if your parents are filthy, stinking rich.
Well, yeah. Or
$500,000 to get you in somewhere.
Yeah.
It's like, shit, put that money into a CD, you know?
Yeah. But you know, these are kids that probably have trust funds and stuff. They don't have to work. And if they want to, you know, if at 30 they go, oh shit, I need to get an education, and they go to school, you know, I mean, there's ways to get educated. There are some smart people out there that are actors, and there are a lot of dumb people out there that are actors, but it freaks me out because it's just so incredibly stupid.
And the funny, one of the funny parts is you started to hear a little bit of the, doesn't Trump's Justice Department have anything better to do? And then then it came out that actually they found this out during another investigation.
Oh, yeah, it was right. By accident.
You know, it was like, no, they weren't actually going after this. It's somebody in the course of another different investigation, somebody came forward and was like, y'all aren't going to believe this shit. So you can't even like, oh, well, gosh, shouldn't they be going after bigger crimes? Well, they were. That's the whole point. But they're not like, just ignore this. Like, you know, there's a bunch of people who are like, fuck, how can we blame Trump for this?
Oh, yeah. It's Trump's fault.
You know, but I mean, you know, Bernie Sanders is the, you know, pro free college for everyone. And if Bernie Sanders were in office, then this never would have happened.
Oh, my gosh.
Can't bribe to get in if it's all free, right?
But, you know, but again, Jay, we go back to the whole, you know, okay, yeah, free college for everyone, but it's, you know, we're already at the point where anybody that wants to and is smart enough to can go to college, and you don't have, and the smart enough to is a really low bar these days. No,
It's your rich white privilege, Alan. See, rich white people can get into college, but, you know, your poor brown people, because as we know, everything, including pollution, is racist.
Fuck.
That was a segue, but we'll
sort that was out. A great segue, Jim.
That was a great segue.
That was beautiful.
It was like, I knew we weren't ready to switch, but
no,
I'm like,
we're fine. No, we're ready. We were absolutely ready. Cause
we can always go backwards.
We can, but Jesus Christ.
Before we move on, I just kind of looked up the college admission scandal, a mother of a kid who was turned down, in college admissions is now suing Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin for $500 billion with a B
billion.
Dollars.
God. You know, yeah.
there is at least one and possibly more class action suits forming right now
against the schools.
Yeah. Against the schools. Two reasons. One, for kids that didn't get accepted because, you know, obviously the admission
It would be a hard thing to prove.
Well, it doesn't matter. All they have to do is go, your admission system is fucked. And, you know, they'll sell out a court or something. The other one is from people who have a degree from these schools that are saying now that, well, this scandal's devalued my degree.
Oh my gosh.
There's a fair point there. The natural answer to that though, is you just print out, you know, 20 copies of, you know, a web page showing that scandal. And every time they send you a request for money, you just mail it back with a copy. Here you go. Yeah. Here's my donation. Fuck you.
Yeah. So let's talk about pollution.
Talk about pollution and how, yes, white people make it and the poor brown people have to breathe it, because apparently white people breathe different air. That's what I'm pulling away from this story.
Mm.
Well, you also have to wonder about.
You should probably talk about the story first. What it is?
Okay. Oh, study it finds a race gap in air pollution. Whites largely cause it. Blacks and Hispanics breathe it. Yes, my ad blocker is on USA Today. I refer to my previous statement. Fuck you. Yes. Disproportionately breathe air that's been polluted by whites, by non-Hispanic whites. Like, that's
not a white Hispanic like Ted Cruz.
Right. Or or Zimmerman.
So here's the thing. This is the thing that makes me question the validity of this study.
Just one thing?
Well, there's several things, but this is a big one right here.
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, think about you, and, you know, Brita's the youngest one on the show, I think.
Yes.
Yes, I am.
And, but even in your lifetime, think about how much the quality of air has improved.
Since I don't know.
Been around.
Okay.
Well,
I'll take your word for it.
Well, I guarantee you, it's
never
improved,
have had trouble.
It's improved since I've been around, because when I was a kid, there was still lead in the gasoline, and there is absolute correlation between the crime rate and lead pollution in the air.
Mm.
So, you know, the air is far cleaner now.
So people were going crazy from the lead in the air.
That's the theory.
Wow.
Is the, you know, cause the lead actually, you know, reduces IQ and
increases violence, sure, and
all that kind of stuff. So there was,
huh,
there's actual, there's a correlation between the lead in the air and violent crime.
You know what they say about correlation, right?
Did you just confuse us, Brita?
Kind of. I'm really tired.
I know lots of things they say about it.
What do they say?
Correlation is not causation.
Right.
Equal causation.
But anyway, so what it says here is poor air quality remains the largest environmental health risk in the United States.
I didn't believe that either.
Yeah.
And they said it caused like thousands and
100,000 deaths a year.
How?
I don't know. I don't know where that
statistic, where does that number come from?
It comes out of somebody's ass.
Well, I would think that if 100,000 people were dying of a thing every single year, I mean, that's a big number, that like it would be like all over the news. Oh, air quality, blah, 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 pollution, right? But it's not. I'm trying to figure out cause of death for that. Like
lung cancer and certainly they're casting a huge net akin to the children killed by gunfire, where it's gang members up to 26 years old make up the children.
Right. Well, the formula, what these idiots did was
they don't back up the 100,000 deaths per year with any sort of fact.
Right.
They just put it out there. No links, nothing. Here you go.
Yeah.
Other thing they don't do is they tell you, okay, we measure this particulate matter from car exhausts and power plants. What they don't tell you is there's more cars in big cities. There's more power in big cities. Minorities, because of the overwhelming politics pushed by the Democrats, live in big cities.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Shut up, Jay. You're white.
So, but the other thing.
No, I'm not.
The other thing. The way they make this a class thing or a racial thing is a bizarre formulation. They say that the formulation the scientists used in their study is driven by disparities in the amount of goods and services that groups consume.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing. Everybody's exposed. So, and this is very related to that relative poverty bullshit that people do. So everybody's exposed to the same amount of pollution, right? We all breathe the same air.
Right.
But so we're all exposed to the same amount of pollution, but because minorities consume less goods and services, they have a relative disadvantage somehow.
Because they don't drink bottled water, which provides plastic, goes into
nothing to do with it. Right. But you know, it the whole thing is just bullshit. It's not that any group is exposed to pollution more than any other group. It's that a group theoretically consumes more, and question mark profit. I mean, it's like, you know, it's there's their whole thing is flawed as the whole relative poverty bullshit, where they don't, you know, that relative poverty, which is the big rage now. It's what every time you read that, you know, such and such place has a higher poverty rate than anywhere else. I guarantee you it's relative poverty. And what they do is they take the poorest income people and they compare it to the richest people in the country, and they see what a multiple of, you know, difference there is. Right. So that's why they keep saying, you know, there are literally no people in poverty in the U.S. Mm. I mean, the poverty stricken people have, you know, they live in houses with air conditioner. They got cars, they got iPhones, they got all, you know, food. There's nobody in poverty. I mean, we're not talking, you know, Africa scratching in the dirt poverty. There is nobody in the U.S. that's like that. And yet they still say, oh yes, the U.S. has a huge, you know, poverty. A lot of people living in poverty. Well, that's because they use that bullshit relative poverty thing. And this is the same kind of bullshit thing. They're taking, you know, relative consumption and waving their hands and claiming that somebody is more exposed to pollution because they consume less than other people. And the whole thing is ridiculous. We all breathe the same air. White folks ain't breathing cleaner air than black folks and Hispanic folks and Indian folks and everything like that. You know, everybody breathes the same air in the same places. You know, everybody in the city of Houston breathes the same air. Everybody in the city of New York breathes the same air. Everybody in, you know, BFE, Iowa breathes the same air. So you can't say that pollution affects any race more than any other race.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting that the example that they used was, let me pull it up here, and I won't be able to because Facebook, but yeah. I think the example they used was pens.
Yes.
Like somebody they
had to make the pen you bought at the store.
Right. Somebody had to make the pen white people buy at the store. You know, that's what they implied, right?
Yeah, because nobody else buys pens.
Yes, but most pens are made in China. So, true. You know, the pollution issue in China is an issue.
Yeah, pollution's horrible in China.
Horrible. So horrible. I follow this vlog. Did I talk about this vlog already? Maybe. Did I follow? Maybe. Anyway, so I follow this vlog of this couple, and it's a Canadian woman. She's married to a Korean guy, and they live in Seoul, Korea. And they have this app on their phone. And they show it sometimes in their vlogs. And the app tracks the pollution flowing in from China. And it shows it like kind of like, you know, like air current kind of thing on a map. And they check it every single day. They have to check it every single day because they need to know whether or not they need to wear like masks, breathing masks, when they go outside. That's how bad the pollution from China is in Seoul, Korea. So don't, you know, I have issues with Americans being like, oh, the pollution's so bad in America. No, honey, it is not. Yeah. It is not. If you're not walking around outside wearing a mask so that you can breathe the air to filter out the pollution, you know, don't talk to me about it. Because that's the reality of, like, extreme pollution. Like, the pollution from China flows into whole other areas of the world over there. Pollutes entire other countries.
It doesn't even obey the, what is it, 53rd parallel.
No, it does not.
But China, of course, was exempted from the Kyoto Accords on global.
Of course.
Interesting.
Yeah, not. Of course.
Yeah.
You know, because we really cared about solving the global warming issue.
Well, so here's the screwy thing about this study. It's because it's relative pollution burden, and it's based on pollution relative to consumption. So everybody's pollution exposure is the same. So they're saying blacks are exposed to 56% more pollution that is caused by their consumption. And for Hispanics, it's slightly higher, 63%. So because everybody is exposed to the same amount of pollution, they're doing some hand wavium that discounts the exposure to pollution of white people because they're supposedly white people are consuming more stuff. It has nothing to do with pollution. This is just another whack at some sort of like, you know, environmental, like, what is it? Racial justice, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's just, it's a screwy It's just, it's junk science. It's complete. I mean, garbage.
Do white people like really in actuality consume more? I mean, do we?
That's my question. How did they measure that?
I don't know.
Shut up, racist.
Yeah, exactly. Are you talking about in pure numbers? Because we're still the majority, so of course we're going to use more.
I guess technically, yeah, sure.
Oh, I mean, like that's if 60% of people are classified as white, and they're also throwing all Asians.
Yeah, Asians are
in white. With whites.
Actually, Asians are worse than whites.
As far as consumption, but you know, there's no metric given for you're assuming that someone who's richer is going to use more. You're forming this inflammatory article based on junk science by people pulling shit out of their anuses.
Sure, because that's what they do.
It's USA Today. I figured that was understood.
You know, I mean, it's, and they do this, and they do, and at the very end of the article, they have this wonderful statement from this guy. The approach we established in this study could be extended to other pollutants, locations, and groupings of people. When it comes to determining who causes air pollution and who breathes that pollution. But the thing is, everybody believes that breathes the same shit. So, you know, this is the worst, most garbage thing there is. It's political propaganda dressed up in science clothes.
Yep.
But they're the party of science.
No, they're not. Right. Party of okay. Bullshit.
You refute this, hater.
Yeah.
That's like the straw thing. You know where, you know, they're like, everybody was, you know, they basically all but banned plastic straws in California because, oh no, they're getting in the ocean. But, you know, none of the plastic straws in California were actually getting into the ocean. It was all the crap, plastic crap in the ocean comes from India, South America, and China.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. basically doesn't pollute anymore. I mean, you know, for all intents and purposes, we don't.
You know, I have a question. And you were talking about the air quality, you know, during my life and how it's improved. I would like to know, whatever happened to the, I think I was in high school. Yeah. The hole in the ozone layer.
I was just going to say.
What happened to that?
I'll go you one better, Brita.
Acid, did they heal the hole? Oh, the acid rain.
Acid rain came before the ozone layer hole. Hmm. That like the big thing. It was going to destroy crops, and it was going to do this, and it was going to do that. I've heard shit about acid rain in decades. Good ditto the hole in the ozone layer. Did apparently getting rid of hairspray?
Oh. Hairspray. Well, there was a lot of hairspray in the 90s.
There was
they
a lot
got rid of they got rid of CFCs in asthma inhalers, for God's sake, because, you know, you know, a bunch of asthmatics puffing on an inhaler was going to ruin the air. I mean, it's that same
to what end?
You know, it's like when they got rid of DDT, they just banned it completely instead of saying, "Okay, you can't spray it all over the fucking world." You can't.
Well, I mean, here's my question. Did banning CFCs, like, did it help the hole in the ozone layer? Was that a thing?
I don't think you could prove it one way or another.
Oh, damn it.
I don't think, the cause.
I spent a lot of time in high school, like, worried about the ozone layer. Yeah. I got to tell you.
Well, the CFCs, you know, there's it's like CO2 and global warming right now. You know, there's you know, you can create a computer model where CFCs cause something in the ozone layer. But mm-hmm. You know, whether that's real or not, who the fuck knows? You know, you can create a computer model where CO2 causes global warming, but, you know, does that actually happen? You know, no.
Tangentially.
Yes.
I want to, it's related to global warming. You know, in the whole New Green Deal, and we've got way more on that, by the way. The figure is 12 years, the Earth is going to end.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that one.
And didn't Al Gore make a similar statement?
I believe he did.
It was like back in the 80s or 90s or something like that. It was
on Earth do they do that? It's like, you know, 12 years. No, it's not. And B, when 12 years goes by and everything is pretty much the same way it is now.
Because the credible idiots that listen to that shit won't remember and don't care.
Well, they'll just come up with some other new crisis, right?
Right.
Or yeah, it'll be the same crisis and nobody will remember. It does, you know.
I mean, they were worried about the new ice age.
Mm, yeah. In the 70s, yeah.
70s, the coming ice age. And you know, that obviously has been memory-holed. Nobody's talking about the new ice age anymore. Just like acid rain.
Oh, actually, you know what, Jay? That whole cooling thing has been completely written out of the temperature record.
Oh yeah,
because it doesn't support global warming.
Right.
So.
It's exactly. It's been friggin' Winton Smith. You know, it never happened. We've always been at war with East Asia.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or Eurasia, sorry. I picture our listeners yelling at their computer. Yeah.
They know what we're talking about.
Yeah. Well, you know, I saw something today, and I think it's tied together somehow. Well, not somehow, but it is tied together where the left will create this sort of, I mean, like global warming crisis or the hole in the ozone layer crisis or whatever, and they use the media to push it. And I have to speak for myself as a high schooler. I was like, oh my God, you know, hole in the ozone. I was like one of those kids. Like I was really worried about it. And I, you know, that's I checked all the, okay, but I checked all the ingredients and I, you know, I was like one of those like teenagers, like, oh God, like ozone layer, we got to recycle. And I was like, I was worried about it. It was one of my legitimate worries. Like, I mean, it wasn't legitimate, obviously, but like I was legitimately like, it was a part of my life. I was worried about it as a high schooler. And, you know, I was a liberal for a very long time. I wouldn't say liberal. Like I wasn't like, you know, but I was like not a conservative, not a libertarian by any stretch of the imagination until probably like after 9/11. But I think liberals use it to kind of try to get more voters and bring them into the fold. And just today I saw an article, Nancy Pelosi coming out saying that she's all for lowering the voting age to 16. And I can't remember the direct quote now. It's going to drive me crazy. But she said something to the effect of, well, we have to kind of while they're young, like to the effect of that. I can't remember the direct quote now. But and, you know, Nancy Pelosi's getting a little crazy. Right. And yeah, the word was capture. And she said she's all for the capture kids in high school.
That's creepy as hell.
And she came out and said in a, you know, she's given a speech or a talk or answering questions or whatever. She's all for lowering the voting age to age 16. Saying it's important to capture kids in high school. And if you don't think that's orchestrated, you're a fool.
Of course it is. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. We don't trust 16-year-olds with anything else. They can't sign legal documents. They can't own property. They can't drink, smoke, any of that.
They can't
get an aspirin at school without.
Right.
Right.
But you want them to be making decisions on who runs the country.
Right. Well, so I believe
they don't want them making decisions. They want them voting for Democrats.
Right. I think that is like all these like kind of like hysteric things like, you know, racism and environmentalism and global warming and the feminism. I mean, it's kids see it in the media, and it's even more now.
Right.
Even more today. And they're impressionable. And it looks like, oh, I'm fighting the man. And it's the perfect time for high school. You know how teenagers are.
Stupid.
They want to buck every system. They want to break every rule. They want to, like, you know, be like, I'm smart. I'm, you know.
Oh, yeah. Don't anyone over 30.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What was the name of that movie? Logan's Run. Remember that?
Oh, my.
I don't think I've seen that.
Oh, yeah. That was Logan's Run was the movie where they kill you. You died on your 30th birthday. And if you didn't show up for your, you know, to be killed, they hunted you down and killed you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did Logan die in the end or no?
No, he ran away.
Oh, hence.
And it was funny because he was one of the ones that was responsible for hunting him down and hunting down the runners and killing him.
Oh.
Of course, he became. So, yeah. So, yeah. I just saw a funny thing somebody Twittered.
Tweeted is the correct verb,
If
Alan.
Your parents break the law to get you into college, you should be expelled. If your parents break the law to get you into America, you should receive a free education. Liberal logic.
Bam. Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Well, you know, you turn it around. We want to lower the voting age to 16, but you need to be 21 to own a firearm.
Yep. Oh, no, they want to get you. Nobody gets to own a firearm, Jay.
Well, yeah, but you start with.
And those will go away.
Then again, that leads into one of my favorite liberal logics. The police are horribly racist and out to murder black men.
Right.
And they're the only ones who should own firearms.
I've never understood that.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
No. You're saying two completely opposing states.
Jay, you're okay. So let me give you the benefit of my years of dealing with crazy people. You're looking for logic where there is none.
Right. Oh, yeah.
There is no logic. There is no consistency. It is whatever it takes in the moment to advance the agenda. And they don't care. Doesn't have to make sense because the people that vote for them don't, they're not logically inclined people. If they were, they wouldn't be Democrats.
Can we talk about the Democrat of the hour?
Yes.
Can we?
Because there's nothing I like more than Texas politics.
Well, it's gone beyond Texas. Now he wants to inflict himself on everybody.
Yeah, well, that ain't going to happen.
Robert Francis O'Rourke.
Robert Francis. His holiday's coming up. And I don't mean May 5th. I mean March.
Hey, now.
Yeah. Sorry. The guy,
Rita, he ain't my people. He ain't celebrating the Feast of St. Anthony, all right?
No.
So
Robert Francis.
He had this guy, I mean
Beto.
That dissertation, Rita, was wonderful.
The guy has, I honestly think he's trying to replicate the Obama thing. He's trying to be like the white Obama.
Yeah.
Is he white?
Yes, of course he's white.
With his spray tan?
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's white.
Yep.
O'Rourke. Come on.
I know he looks like a Kennedy, which is really funny to me.
That's exactly it. Well, he worked as a model, as you pointed out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And wore a furry suit in a band.
Oh my.
His work history is questionable at best. I mean, he just kind of like, he got out of college in what, 1991? No, he graduated high school in 1991, so he's a year older than me. He was, he married very well in 2005. And since between 2005 and his, what was it, 2012, I think, he kind of screwed around. I don't know. He didn't do anything, really.
He was on the city council in El Paso.
Right.
And was involved in some real estate scandals where he was like.
Was this before or after he did drunk driving and almost killed somebody and then ran away from the scene of the crime?
Same decades.
Speaking of Kennedys.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He has no position. He's flip flopped on everything he's almost ever said.
So he was El Paso City Council from 2005 to 2011.
Right.
He then was elected to the U.S. House of Representatives in 2012 after defeating an incumbent. And so then he ran for U.S. Senate and lost.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it says he was narrowly defeated.
Right.
He was not narrowly defeated.
Yeah. Tonight, the part of narrator will be played by Alan.
Yeah.
He was not narrowly defeated. So he's like an amalgamation of Barack Obama, Bernie Sanders, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. He's never really held a real job.
No.
He's like,
as far as I can tell, like Bernie Sanders.
Right.
Oh wait! I forgot Elizabeth Warren.
He had a music career, Well,
as the narrator would say, no, he didn't.
No, he did not. He was a fan of punk music, Alan.
Yes, and a furry.
And again, no, he was not.
Tell me, you saw that? The National Republican Congressional Committee.
Oh yeah.
We did.
Uh oh.
That I forget who it was, some Democrat supports, oh god damn it, a furry who, oh god, now I gotta find it, hold on,
a law breaking furry.
I gotta pull it up. Oh, you got it.
Yeah.
It was
a law hating furry.
Yes.
I don't know what the furry thing came from. Like he has banded a yes. gig in wearing costumes.
That's yes. It. Yes.
He was wearing a bunny onesie or something.
Yeah. I mean, it's not fair, but it's funny as shit.
Everybody should be really drunk now from listening to Tide.
Yeah, I'm sorry about Ty.
Don't apologize.
He's asking for a supper. He wants supper.
I get to put a guest appearance by Ty on the show note.
We have the windows open tonight. It's been like 70 degrees this evening, and I mean the temperature is going down now. So,
yeah.
But this is the first day we've been able to open our windows, and everybody's like kind of wound up.
So exciting. Uh-huh.
It's spring when a young cat's thoughts turn to fancy.
So O'Rourke is, you know, he has no chance in hell. He won't even win the Democrat primary.
No.
Ted Cruz, come on.
Well, he won't win the Democrat primary because, number one, he's not leftist enough.
No, he's not. And he's white. And he's a man.
White, and he's a man, right. And he's mm-hmm. not, he's not an old socialist like Bernie Sanders. I mean, Bernie Sanders, Bernie Sanders doesn't really flip-flop a lot. He wants socialism, and he's always wanted socialism, and that's what, that's Bernie Sanders.
He will accumulate as many vacation homes as he has to make it happen.
That's right. So, I don't know.
Well, it just seems like I don't know. He hasn't done much, right?
Done anything.
He hasn't really done anything. I mean, he's like kind of like small potatoes politically, and it's just weird to me that a dude, I mean, obviously he's a rich guy, right? And his wife is wealthy.
Right.
Or at least her father's wealthy. So, you know, it's just, and previous to him announcing that he's running for president, he went on this kind of like soul quest.
Oh, yeah.
Driving around, like trying to find himself and trying to like, you know, have a vision quest and find out what he was meant to do in life. And the whole thing is so fucking weird to me. I'm like, don't you have a job to go to? Like, you know, you have kids, you have three kids and a wife, and you're just driving around, fucking around. Like I don't know what you're doing. And suddenly, like he's saying, the cover of the Vanity Fair article that just came out. I was born to do this. I think that right there disqualifies you, sir.
Oh.
I think it disqualifies him because it makes you sound like, oh, I'm the Messiah. I'm the chosen one. I'm so special. And I'm if this guy feels like he wants to run on this cult of personality. You know, I'm this chosen one. I'm meant to do this. I'm going to save the country. If you're going to run on a cult of personality, you need to have a personality.
You need to have a personality. Good point.
And he really does not. I mean, he's like, no. But I can see all the liberal women. Oh, Beto, oh, yeah, Beto. I love him. He's so, you know, oh my gosh, punk rock. And he rides a skateboard and look at him. Oh, he's going to save us and abortion and yay and women's rights and, you know, whatever the fuck. I don't know. But like,
so, come on. So he's running for president and he has a website.
Yes, he certainly does.
As Brita pointed out, you can buy some Beto shit and you can give him money.
There is nothing on his website except shop, donate, and volunteer.
Yeah.
Like there's no like what are his positions on certain issues. There's no information, nothing.
There's not even really a biography. I mean, it's not like
nothing that says
like who the guy is.
No. And also he totally stole Whataburger's logo. Alan, look at it.
Oh, yeah. He did.
That's Whataburger's logo.
That's been.
I mean, it's a different color, but that's Whataburger.
Yeah.
And so you have this, like, you know, black and white kind of whatever, and then there's a picture of him being all sweaty, which is gross. But, like, the first picture you see of Beto, Robert Francis O'Rourke, and his big Irish teeth, is him sitting there with a kid, with a little Mexican kid.
If he had a son, that's what he'd look like.
Because using minorities for props is all about, you know, it's totally a Democrat thing.
The website also comes in Spanish. Beto para todos. Beto for all.
Dude sweats something.
He's so sweaty. Ew. God. Who put that picture up? That is so gross. I'm sorry, no. But there are also the Vanity Fair article people were comparing. Noticed that he was wearing kind of a similar outfit to Ronald Reagan and kind of in the similar. I'm so tired. I'm sorry, guys. I'm like literally running up fumes. But he's standing in the same pose as Ronald Reagan did. I think it was on the cover of Time magazine. Kind of like, you know, they had Reagan in jeans and kind of like a denim shirt, kind of standing with his hands in his pockets. And they're saying that it was intentional, like that they put him out in this kind of rugged landscape.
Oh, sure.
That's trying to make him look all. But who stole the show is that poor dog.
Oh yeah, his poor kill me now dog.
Oh my god, the poor dog. That dog just seems like it wants to be anywhere else.
That dog's like, can you just run the car in the garage for a bit? Thanks. Yeah.
Oh,
hey, somebody call Courtney Love and get that shotgun.
Oh, ooh. Poor dog. But he's a good dog because he's doing what he's told, as dogs do. Good boy. Yeah. So that's it. Yeah. That was the week.
Well, there was a lot more.
Yeah, but we have an hour.
We hit the high points. We hit the low points.
Brita can't talk anymore. She's so tired.
We got 5 minutes.
That's where we're at.
Let's talk about the Facebook outage.
It just, I mean, totally coincidentally, I'm sure it had nothing to do with the fact that they were required to turn off information. But yeah, nothing to do with the outage. They totally were not scrubbing the servers.
We all need t-shirts. We survived the Facebook outage of 2019.
Yeah, but okay. So this brings up a point that some people have been saying all along is, you know, there's people, and it goes back to YouTube, right? You know, all the YouTube stars who are made lots of money, and they've, you know, YouTube's gone through several versions of deplatforming, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if your business depends on a free service that's under the control of somebody else, you have a serious problem that you need to fix.
Hmm.
And there's people I've read accounts of people whining about, I couldn't contact customers because Facebook was down. It's because there's absolutely no other fucking way to contact customers except through Facebook.
Hmm.
Come on, people. And, you know,
they don't have websites? Emails?
You know, it's like, you know, it's, you know, people are stupid, Brita. They just, you know.
Well, I'm aware.
So, you know, plus, you know, think of all the Instagram hoes that couldn't, you know, pimp a product to their millions of followers for, you know, 14 hours or something. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, there was some serious cash lost during this outage. And there's a lot of people not happy about it. But then I go back to the whole, if your business depends on a free service, you know, it's like when I was in the ISP business, you know, you'd have some guy that's paying the bare minimum for an internet connection, right? You know, he's got the $30 a month, you know, for the cheapest thing he could possibly get. And then when there's an outage, he starts screaming about, I'm losing thousands of dollars a day in business because it's down. You need to get it back up. I'm like, my response was always, well, sir, if it's that important to your business, maybe you should buy a higher quality service that's more reliable.
You should get the business
class service that by the way, costs a shitload of money. So.
Well, I'm happy to report that the Squirrel Report did not lose any money by Facebook being down.
That's right. Because the Squirrel Report doesn't rely on Facebook.
We don't make money, Alan.
Yeah, we
Well, that too. But we also don't rely on Facebook.
We definitely don't rely on Facebook.
The only thing about the Facebook outage that annoyed me was, like, I use Facebook Messenger for my main, you know, kind of messaging. I don't text all that much. I don't know why. People text all the time, right? But I just don't. I use Messenger. I don't have notifications set up for anything except actually nothing.
Yeah.
I don't get notifications for anything. So, but because I don't want to be bothered. So the thing that annoyed me was, like, I was like, damn it, how am I going to, I'm going to have to call my mother.
Because you can't message her. Oh shit, I gotta talk to somebody on the phone.
God damn it. I gotta call her.
That is inconvenient as hell, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really annoying.
Suddenly the magic elf box won't communicate like you wanted it to.
I have to call people. Also, at the end of the show, I wanted to thank everybody who you know, showed concern for my mom. She's doing great. Post surgery, she got a full shoulder reversal replacement. Which is kind of what we expected. The recovery seems like it's going to be kind of, you know, it'll take some time, but she's doing really good. So,
and if you want to Google it, a shoulder reversal replacement is just as fucked up and weird as it sounds.
It's pretty freaky. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yay, Mom.
That's why I'm tired, because I haven't, you know, had like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Fortunately.
Yeah, it's the end of the hour.
It's the end of the hour.
Not that I want to get rid of you guys or anything.
But you want to.
I would like to Oh, I want to recommend to everybody who has Netflix, go watch The Umbrella Academy.
Really?
Oh, yeah, oh my God. It's really good.
That's funny. My daughter's actually huge into that because she's the person who wrote it is My Chemical Romance lead singer.
Oh.
It's her favorite group.
Oh, I am unfamiliar, but the show is really, really good.
It is good. I liked it.
I highly recommend.
And it's got a lot of, I have a hard time thinking of them as oldies because, because
you're old,
but they really are. Cause it's like 80 music from like the 80s and 90s and mm-hmm. stuff that, is really heavy in the soundtrack. And it's, I guess it's oldies now because, it is.
Yeah. They're playing like, Sex Pistols on music now. So
I know.
I'm no kidding. Right. They're using Judas Priest to sell Burger King.
No.
Oh, they've done that a long time ago. That was, you've got another thing coming for a BOGO on Whoppers.
Yeah.
I mean, they used Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train to sell Mitsubishi Montero SUVs.
Oh my God. You remember back in the day, like Judas Priest, it was like, thought everybody was like satanic worshipers.
Oh,
and
yeah, the MPAA,
Tipper Gore thing,
yeah,
right?
I can't remember what was it, it was the moral majority and the, but there was like the parents against
the music. Council.
Yeah, they were all like, oh, it's the devil worshipers and all this kind of stuff. And it just in 2019 it just seems like so quaint.
I know.
Now it's like selling shit on TV.
Mm-hmm. Now devil worshipers are a protected religious sect.
And lead singer of Judas Priest, gay.
Yeah.
What?
Oh please. You spend all that time in leather. I think it affects you.
No.
Says the biker.
Wait.
Yes.
Oh my God.
The guy who sings Breaking the Law.
And all right.
Those, come is on. A lot of those guys are.
You guys keep doing this to me on this show. Who was the last one I was like shocked?
The one I thought was funny was the Richard Pryor Marlon Brando hookups.
Oh yeah, well
that was funny.
It's surprising.
Yeah, but you know what? Marlon Brando was a good looking guy in the day. You know, I mean, come on.
Yes, he was.
Liberace was gay.
Yeah. Liberace.
I knew about Liberace, and I learned about. What's his face?
Gomer
Pyle.
Yeah. Charles Nelson Reilly may also play.
Say, I knew that one. Not that there's anything wrong with it. I'm just, Gomer Pyle. Come on.
What's funny is when I was growing up, it was like, it was still illegal in a lot of places. And,
to be gay?
And, yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely.
Oh.
And in Texas, it was illegal for a long time. Literally illegal. It was a criminal offense. And now it's like, it's like, I think there's a certain segment of the gay population that still misses that.
Yeah.
And they're very upset because it's not edgy and dangerous to be
now
gay.
You're like everybody else.
Yeah.
Welcome
now
to the
it's
club.
Like, yeah, now people are like, people come, I'm gay. And everybody's like, yeah, big fucking deal.
Yeah. Whatever.
Right. Yep. Yep.
All right. Well, we're 5 minutes past.
Oh, God. I made it.
We forced Rita to actually.
Tomorrow's my day off. I'm going to sleep in tomorrow.
Awesome.
Yay.
Awesome.
And we will be back.
Next week. Oh, I wanted to wish everybody a happy St. Patrick's Day.
That's right.
Which is this Sunday.
That's right.
So feel free. I'm giving everyone leave to appropriate my culture.
His culture.
Does that mean we can get drunk and drink green beer? And
No. No one is allowed to drink green beer. If you do, don't tell me about it.
Green glittered sequin suits and.
Yeah. Well, only if you post pictures, Alan.
What about green vodka?
You know, what's funny is imagine how disappointed most of the people in the U.S. would be if they actually honestly set out to appropriate Irish St. Patrick's Day culture and the bus shows up and says, all right, we're going to mass.
Yeah.
For 3 hours.
Yeah. With bagpipes.
Yeah.
But Rita.
Yeah.
This year it falls on a Sunday.
I know. I'm not going to mass. I'm not going because I got it. My mom's not. I can only go with my mom, you know, because she wants to go and my mom is out of commission. So I win. No bagpipe mass for me.
No bagpipe mass.
Which is worse, a guitar mass or a bagpipe mass?
Guitar mass.
Okay.
Bagpipe mass, there's at least men in kilts.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
And on that note, okay. We'll say good night.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Hey, good y'all.
Show. Bye.
Bye.